You know, there's a loneliness epidemic in America. Every statistical research paper that I've read reports that it is just skyrocketed, especially since COVID. And the question today is, how do you and I, as followers of Christ, because we wrestle with it as well, how are we being intentional? What one thing are we doing to overcome, deal with, in a positive way, a healthy way, loneliness in our lives or the lives of the people we love? And that's what we're going to focus on here. We've got some great stories coming up, people who are going to be sharing their one thing with us. We'd love to have you do the same. You can give us a call, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is my number. And that's really the question at hand today. And Amy's ready to take your call. One thing that you have found that's helpful to you, a really practical thing. Now, as Christians, we know draw closer to God. We know that, right? That's really what we should be doing. I mean, we know that's an important thing, but how do you do that? And how do you interact every day in your life? What are some really practical, where the rubber meets the road, I guess, issues in your life, the things that you're doing to deal with loneliness? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. All right, here are some of the statistics. U.S. News and World Report, they show 30% of 18 to 34-year-olds say that they're lonely every day, or at least every week, 30%. More so with the younger. Part of that is because they're more likely to be single, right? Singles are twice as likely than a married person to experience loneliness. However, the reports are clear and the calls that we get certainly support the fact 22% of married people still report loneliness, loneliness within a marriage even. What's interesting is 50% of people report that what they do to deal with loneliness in their life, here's how people generally deal with loneliness, through distraction. We live in a distractive culture today. Television, podcast, internet, social media, being busy. And what's interesting, the research also goes on to say that there are mixed results on the helpfulness of this technology in really connecting with people and it being a positive thing. Some do, some don't. What's sad here, too, is that 13% of people, according to this research, use drugs or alcohol to numb the pain of loneliness in their life. So it's a big issue. Maybe you're experiencing it today. Let me give you some hope. Let me give you some hope as we get started. Isaiah 41:10, we're reminded, "Fear not, for I am with you," God says. "I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's a powerful truth as we remember that God is with us through whatever it is that you're facing. It goes on in Psalm 147 to say, "He heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds," if you're feeling that today. Well, we got some more from Scripture we'll get to a little bit throughout this half hour, but we'd love to have you join in. One thing that you have found that's been really helpful to you in dealing with loneliness in your life, 888-888-1717. Let's get to our first caller in Arizona.
Hi, this is Amy from Gilbert. I just have a note about loneliness. I live alone, divorced, kids are grown up, but what I found in my loneliness is I can identify others who might be lonely. And if I reach out to them and do what I would like, such as language of love, someone sick, bring them something, or the other thing is the lack of touch, a permission with hugging or touching or shoulders. Touch is really important to help heal loneliness.
Yeah, that's true. Amy, thank you for your call from Gilbert today. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the callers coming in from around the country. I'd love to have you join in. One thing that you found that's really practical, helpful, there are some lonely folks today who may be feeling so lonely they can't even call. They're just listening, waiting for some help. What would you share with them as an encouragement? What a ministry you can have to people today. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I contribute to your wonderful station. My husband's been gone now for 5 years. He's up there in heaven with the Lord. And I just want to say, you can become intentional even after they're gone, because I have become very intentional. And thank you.
God bless you. Why, there's more to that story. I'd love to hear how you do that. Listen, you know what? Intentional living is not just for the old or for the young. It's for each of us, wherever we are in our lifespan. We love to hear from you. We're on this journey together, folks. And loneliness is something that can plague each of us, no matter what stage we're in, married, not married, single, young, old, healthy, unhealthy. It can be an issue and it can be a challenge. And your help is needed. 888-888-1717. Before we get back to calls, Psalm 68, here's encouragement. God is Father of the fatherless and protector of widows. Is God in his holy habitation? God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity. But the rebellious, those who rebel against him, right? But the rebellious dwell in a parched land. Great question. If you're feeling like you're in a parched land, just a thought, are you rebellious about what God's intention is for your life? Loneliness can be a part of that. Just a thought as we're thinking today about loneliness. All right, let's get to the calls here. Let me go to Brenda, who's first in Arizona. Hi, Brenda. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. What's your one thing on this loneliness topic?
So for what has worked for me personally, I am a stay-at-home parent, and we just started our foster care journey, and it's been pretty lonely, and the biggest thing that has helped is joining support groups. We attend, like as a family, we attend a support group through Calvary Church in Phoenix, and they have just been instrumental in not feeling, you know, motherhood is very lonely, but just, you know, going through that journey with other people and having a support group that's scripture based has been amazing.
Well, that's why, you know, the Bible says, you know, we're not to forsake ourselves getting together with other believers. That's one of the reasons church is so important, because we're in community with others. Support groups, like you say, getting with others of like interest, like topic, like challenges, is very supportive. Have you found that to help you rise above some of the loneliness and feelings that come along in parenting?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. What ages are your kids, Brenda?
I have a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, all boys, a 12-year-old boy, and we just started fostering a 7-year-old girl.
Wow, good for you. That sounds like you're keeping busy. That and support groups, and that's about it.
Yeah. We have weekly check-ins. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, you keep it up. Thanks for sharing, Brenda, and glad you're listening to us on Family Life Radio today. Thank you.
Thank you, and I hope I was of help. Have a great one.
Oh, hey, you are. There's a mom needing that today. You can say it better than I can, right? Ian. Hey, Ian, how you doing?
Good, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. What have you found for loneliness that helps you?
Yeah, so we actually are part of a men's group out here. We actually had a couple of guys early on who committed suicide. So we decided to do two things. One, we started our Bonded Voices podcast, and we did a men's coffee group. And it's really brought men together who middle-aged, feeling lonely, feeling out there. And it's just been wonderful. And I mean, we had a guy baptized Saturday.
Amen. Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. We're bringing up people to the Lord. We're giving people things to talk about, bringing them together for coffee conversation. And we've actually done our coffee group now every morning for over a year and a half, every Wednesday morning for over a year and a half. We haven't missed a week. And we've done 42 episodes of our podcast, and it's changed people's lives.
Now, did you start all this, Ian? Was this your vision?
Yes, it was myself and a friend of mine called Lauren and Greg, two friends, and we've just been really diligent with it and understand that it's something that's really needed out there. Conversations change lives, whether it's within our church group that we do it or within our men's group or with our podcast. And I mean, it's life-changing.
That's fantastic. Listen, how many men get together?
So the biggest one we've had is over 15 men. We even tied in through our podcast to the Men's Shed organization that worldwide brings men together as well. So, you know, that's been really a life changer in people communicating with us through there. And as I say, the coffee group's not as religious as our men's group in the church.
Yeah.
It's more of a come as you are. But like, you know, this morning we were sitting there and, you know, talking about, you know, Peter denying Christ because that
Amen.
Became part of a conversation this morning. People need people. And I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing. Conquering loneliness, you're right. It's an epidemic. It's something that needs a solution, and I think the solution, one, is Jesus, and
Amen.
Two is conversations and forcing the issue, knock on a neighbor's door, give them things to listen to, share books with them, engage.
Mm-hmm.
Men's not meant to be alone.
Amen to that. And men tend to be more than women, I think, right? Very good. Thank you, Ian. Fantastic. You know, he mentioned two guys in his group that committed suicide. Maybe you're feeling discouraged today. And if you know someone or yourself, you're feeling overwhelmed on a topic like this today, I want to remind you that there's a national crisis hotline number available that you can always call nationwide. It's 988 is the number, 988. And someone can talk to you there. Because I know a topic like this really speaks to the heart of a lot of lonely people. Maybe you. We all experience it sometimes. So this is not like some of us never experience loneliness. We all do. But for others, it can become a chronic issue, an ongoing, almost debilitating issue in life, and lead to other really negative things. Rochelle is in Arizona. Hi there.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, what have you learned about this thing of loneliness?
Well, you know, I'm 48, 2 years from 50. And, you know, I'm a single woman and stuff like that and no children. But when I start to, like, feel like maybe I'm missing out on what other people are experiencing and stuff, I remember my Lord Jesus, because he never leaves you. He's always by your side.
Mm-hmm,
and sometimes we get caught up in the rubble of everything and we forget that he's there. So I look at it that I'm not lonely because Jesus walks with me and that he will provide for me the right person if he feels the right person is out there for me.
Yeah. And let me add to that, Rochelle. I had a caller, you may even hear a little bit later, someone who left a comment that we talked with, who is saying the very thing about this providing the right person. And what she learned was when she got the focus off of the loneliness and off to the pursuit of a relationship, that the loneliness dropped. In other words, she got outside of her expectations that weren't being met and started ministering to other people, started focusing on helping other people. And when she did that one thing, that made a big difference in her life, which is really powerful. All right. Thank you, Rochelle. Join us. What's one thing you've learned about loneliness? One thing you want to share? Maybe you're in it now. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Let me go to Darcy. Hi, Darcy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your thought or comment or question today?
Yeah, just a comment. We have a daughter in her mid-20s, graduated through from college during the COVID days, so mm-hmm. a lot of her friend connections were lost, and she lives at home with us, saving money to buy a home and everything, but I sense her loneliness, I guess, and these young adults have such a hard time finding connections. with people. She seems totally content being here. She's, you know, home a lot. She works at home. She lives at home. So not a lot of outside activity. And I worry about her loneliness and how to guide her.
So have you, you've probably tried to encourage her to go connect and connect with people, but she pulls back?
Right. And she's very private about if she ever takes my advice, really, you know. And then again, you hate to send her out to some of these sites that, you know, they're secured, you know, what she could run into. So
what are her goals? What has she shared with you about her future and her goals and her aspirations?
Well, she definitely is saving very hard to buy a home. She wants to buy a home. She wants to get married. She wants to have a family. She loves cooking. She loves the theater. You know, she loves she wants to travel. She just does not have a travel companion to travel. So these are all of the things that she aspires for, and she sees her siblings doing all of these things, but
does she aspire to them, or does she actually work toward that end?
She aspires to them. A lot of the time, you know, she does feel like the third wheel. They will include her at points, but, you know, she feels like the third wheel a lot.
But is she active toward, you said she's interested in theater. Is she out doing things, theater things? Oh. Is she saving? Actively saving for a house? Do you actually see her pursuing goals intentionally? Or is she just saying, these are things I want to do, but sort of just holding back and not really pursuing them?
Oh, no, she's definitely pursuing her savings. She did get she paid off all of her student loan after college, and she's very close to becoming a homeowner. She just, it's a little too tight yet for what she needs, but we bought season tickets to the theater, but it's her and I. It's not her and a friend. And I love being with her, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I love spending time with her, but I feel like she needs a friend group her own age and not my age.
Has she expressed that to you? Does she agree with that, or is she saying, hey, I'm a happy camper? Is she saying, I'm a happy camper and I don't want to change? I'm happy where I am right now.
Hello?
Hello.
I cut out.
Okay.
Has she expressed what?
What I was wondering, is she a happy camper where she is right now? Is this more of an issue with you, or do you think with her?
I think she's lonely. She wants to go. She tells me she wants to go on travel. She has nobody to travel with. You know, she wants to do things. She wants to go out and about, but she hasn't come right out and told me she's lonely, but she has her actions speak it.
Has this been her pattern in life generally leading up to this point when she was a teenager and so on?
I'm sorry, I broke up again.
All right. Was she like this as a teenager as well?
Yeah, she's a pretty quiet person. She's really, you know, once you get to know her, she's the kindest person you could ever meet. She's very funny. She's very witty, but she's very quiet until you get to know her.
Well, you know, there are people like that. There's some people that are more introverted and some people are more extroverted. And she's clearly sounds like she's more of an introvert and thinking and planning and those kinds of things. But I hear you. As a parent, you're mid-20s, you're concerned she's not connecting. Hey, honey, I love you, but I'm not always going to be here. And, hey, I love going to the theater, but no, I can't go. Why don't you take the ticket and find someone? In other words, I think kind of pushing her out of the nest a little bit and little steps and things that you can do to help encourage her to start making it. In other words, don't make it too easy for her just to fall back on mom or on the family. In other words, encouraging her through some of your own behavior and decisions to help encourage her to make those steps. Now here, you know, you can have an extrovert that has, everybody's a friend. I mean, they count everybody online. They got 550 friends, you know, hello. That's the extrovert. But there are introverts who are really going to say, hey, if I have one friend or two friends in my lifetime and they're a deep relationship, friendship, that's what I'm fine. And some people are more that way. And so encouraging her, not only through your words, but also through some of your behavior, might be helpful. Very interesting. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Mother's Day is almost here, and Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now, you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, your support's making a huge difference, and God bless you. Thank you for standing with us and being very intentional in acting in your support. Your monthly support matters. It's making a difference. It's impacting people for Christ. Lives are being changed, people coming to Christ, people making decisions to be more intentional in their daily life. That's why we're here, and your support matters. When you join us in monthly support, we'll make sure you get hooked up to get access to our monthly teaching, our platform with all the teaching available to you online. And that goes back for the last couple of years, plus the new teaching we're putting up from time to time. How do you do it? Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. You made a good comment, Jennifer, during the break for Darcy. It might be helpful to her. I didn't ask her, but is her daughter, you were asking about her daughter being plugged into a church group with, you know, young professionals and that kind of thing could be a way she could connect.
A women's group at church. And of course, one thing I did, I was a single mom for 12 years. And so I know that feeling of becoming complacent. You go to work, you do the things, but you're home. And then eventually you look around, you're like, well, I'd love to travel. I'd love to do this, but I don't have anybody to go with. So one thing I did for myself is I started with something that was probably the hardest thing I could ever think of, which was taking myself to lunch. You know, because it's weird going somewhere by yourself. At least I felt that way when I was younger. I don't now. I'm happy to go by myself. But
I'll catch up with my husband later. I hear you.
But once I did that, it really kind of opened my mind to, you know, hey, I'm going to go to a bookstore by myself and do this. And then pretty soon I did find a lady at my work. We conversed. Yeah. And of course, her situation is different. That's why I thought of church right away for her. But we had travel. We were like-minded that way. And then, boom, there's my travel buddy. Mm-hmm. And we started small, just, you know, outside of town, maybe day trips. And then pretty soon we had a group of five of us ladies that would travel just together. And it was a lot of fun. And it really, it changed things for me.
Yeah, that's good.
So I hope she can do that. Maybe since she works from home, maybe try to also look for groups online, travel groups of single women. And maybe you can find a friend, a travel friend that way.
Yeah, I know they have those kind of groups, you know. And I'm not sure that this whole thing of the social media and technology has been helpful. We went through the pandemic, and I think that really hit us emotionally, psychologically, and relationally. And I was talking to my wife about that this week. Even now, I think it's changed everything in the minds of a lot of people. And, of course, now with technology, people on their cell phone, I'm on here all day doing different things. And I was at Chick-fil-A a couple of days ago having a Chick-fil-A. And I'm a people watcher, and I was by myself for lunch. And so I was watching a couple across at a booth, and he had his cell phone and she had her cell phone, and they were both on their cell phones for the entire time. They never even said hi to each other. They didn't talk to each other. They had no interaction with each other. And then I thought, well, I kind of do that sometimes when Don and I will go out, you know, I'm catching up on stuff online. And so I'm not sure that the media, and there's mixed results on the research on this, that social media has been helpful in really getting people to get plugged in this deep relationship type of thing. I'm not sure it's really been that helpful. All right, I think we got time. Let me get to one more call. But by the way, we're gonna continue to talk about this for the next half hour after we go off live for a show that's going to air in a few days. So you can call, keep calling. One thing you've learned about loneliness you want to share with others, 888-888-1717. We need your help. Felicia is in Michigan. Hi, Felicia. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Good. What's your one thing for loneliness?
Honestly, just going out, taking a nature walk, and seeing all the beautiful things that the Lord had created. Yeah. I actually picked flowers today, so.
Good for you. What part of Michigan are you in?
Towards all gray area.
Well, you guys had some really nasty storms in the last 24, 48 hours, haven't you?
Yeah, a couple of, not really.
So you get out. You like to get out and walk. My wife and I, we do that every day, and that we think that's a really positive thing. Well, how does that help you when you get out on those nature walks alone?
It clears your mind, and you just think about all the beautiful things that are around you, you know, rather than what's really happening in your life right now.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to have something else to lean on.
Have you struggled with loneliness?
Absolutely. Yes, for too long now. Yep.
Do you do other things? Are you involved in a church group, or are you involved with support type groups or that kind of thing?
I'm actually going to be moving back in with my pastors because I really do need them right now. Suicide's been on my mind quite a bit. Drug addiction still.
All right. So you got some support for yourself.
Yeah.
That's good.
Those two. Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope you're finding some encouragement from the radio as well, as you listen to the, I always find encouragement when I turn it on and listen to the worship music and the praise, and that always draws me closer to Christ. I hope that's helpful to you as well.
It really is.
All right. Thank you, Felicia. Nature walks, taking a walk. I think that's good. Don and I do that every day, and then I take another walk at night. And many times I'll do that alone. It kind of clears my head, you know, from the day. All right. I think we're out of time, aren't we? We've got about 10 seconds before we go into the theme. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We got a few callers ready to go. If you guys will hang on, I'm just going to talk to you off air here. We're going to record this in error coming up here in a few days, but we're going to reopen the phone lines for you to call as well. There are people listening today, like Felicia and others, who have expressed, everybody calling today saying, hey, I get it. I've experienced loneliness. We know that it's a huge problem. 30% of 18 to 34-year-olds report loneliness every day in their lives. What one thing, really practical one thing that's helped you that you'd like to share with others? Give us a call. Let's go. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. This is the Intentional Living Ministry. It's a part of Family Life Radio, and it's the part that we really focus on going deeper in our daily walk with Christ, and we're glad to do it. Again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.